It's another top 10 worst.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
The Vince Wild Show.
Now, here we go. Oh, boy. Another top 10 list. Happy friggin' holidays, everyone. This is a long one. Actually, no, this is only 10. There's 10 here. Oh, boy. Okay, so this is from trulyexperiences.com. And this list, yeah, this list is the top 10 worst Christmas gifts to give this Christmas. And this would be a 2020 list, so this is updated. If coronavirus is not number one, I'm going to be very disappointed. So, okay, I guess the way this list works is they just go ahead and give the spoiler right at the beginning, which is stupid. But let's discuss these at great length. They don't seem to be listed in any particular order, which and the person can't spell either. I don't know when jewelry has ever been spelled that way. But hey, let's just go ahead and go through this. So the top 10 holiday gift returns using global data are pajamas. I don't know, because me, I sleep in shorts and a t-shirt because somewhere in the middle of the night, I overheat. Even when it's like 15 below outside, I still overheat. I take the covers off, and then I start to freeze, and then I pull the covers back on. It's this whole thing. So, pajamas could or could not, it depends on the person. I mean, if they ask for them, and then they return them, it's kind of a dink move. I don't know. Jumpers and cardigans. I can get on board with this. I can't imagine giving Ben a jumper or a cardigan for Christmas. I'm not even sure my wife would want either of these. There'd have to be a llama on it, I think. There'd have to be a llama, because if I just gave her a random card, maybe if it had been on the cat. Somebody can explain that to me, by the way. Harry Potter. Mummy, have you seen my jumper? Yes, dear, it was on the cat. Why is the cat wearing a jumper? Somebody want to explain that to me? Because on the surface, that seems like the cat might have some issues. Number three is tops. Tops of what? That's kind of random. Like a t-shirt? Because I love a good t-shirt. You can go ahead and give me a decent t-shirt if you know me. Because if I get a t-shirt with Grumpy Cat on it, it's going to my wife. I'm not going to wear a Grumpy Cat t-shirt. But, you know, like a metal band? Yeah, I'll take that. Absolutely. That's a top. It doesn't go on the bottom. You know, you don't wear it on your head. So, I don't know. Jewel... I got to read this the way it's spelled. Jewelry. I think they meant jewelry. Okay. This clearly doesn't belong on the list, because what if you're one of these nut jobs that, hey, I want to get engaged at Christmas. You better pray to God she says yes. Imagine planning this out, and then the answer is no. Especially if you're one of these people that spends $15,000, $20,000 on an engagement gift. Man, if you invest that kind of money, you better sure that you're sure that she's sticking around. I'm just saying. Because that's a lot of cake. Underwear. Okay. Again, not something that I would get Ben. Here, Ben, have a pair of skivvies for Christmas. Seth might appreciate it, but not Ben. And I don't think this... Does this include lingerie? Because some people, you know, there's that special gift. And, I mean, you didn't get it for her. You got it for you. But, as a guy. So, I mean, you know. But if she asked for it again, and then returns it... Who are these people requesting items and then returning them? What I'd really like for Christmas is jewelry. What's that, honey? I've never even heard of jewelry. bags and purses. I'm going to assume that this list is assuming that somebody didn't ask for these gifts. So if you're picking gifts at random, yeah, let's start over. Pajamas. Okay, we got pajamas for the cat. Bad idea. Cat isn't going to wear the pajamas. He might behead you, though. That'll be fun. Jumpers and cardigans. Got that for your buddy Phil down at the garage. Probably a bad move. I wouldn't do it. Phil probably doesn't want a jumper. Tops. Again, this is too vague. I mean, I think I'm assuming that a woman wrote this, and by tops, she means like a woman's top, which women pick out clothing different from men. Men want to cover up the unsightly parts of their body with something, or they don't. And so the top is kind of vague. It's got to mean women's tops. But this doesn't really say that it's specific to a particular gender. So for men, if you grab a guy a Rock Band t-shirt, or if he's a nerd, a Star Wars t-shirt or something along those lines, I don't think he's going to return it, because it's something else that he can wear that isn't torn to hell. Because guys, that's another thing. We have a tendency to let things get destroyed before we say, you know, I should probably throw this out. Jewelry. Loaded. I mean, I'm not giving Ben, a brooch. So I would have no reason to buy jewelry. That's how it's spelled, jewelry, to anybody. My wife, yes. And if I bought her jewelry, she's not going to be like, I can't believe you got this for me. You're such an idiot. That's a Lisa thing, not a Tory thing. Okay? You could get her, you know, Lisa, 70 bars of gold. She'd be like, why aren't there 80? So, did I just name somebody? I might have. I didn't say which Lisa. Underwear. Yes, guys, your buddy wants a pair of skivvies for Christmas. I'm going to go ahead and say, if you're buying for a guy, yes. If it was lingerie requested by your significant otter, then yes. But randomly buying, you know what? The Reverend would like a new pair of skivvies. Probably not a good idea. Bags and purses. Again, sorry, Father Ralph. This is all I can come up with. What am I going to do with a purse, son? No. The next item on the list is dresses. Now, see, this list is obviously assuming that the person didn't request it. If we made this sexually specific and these were a list of things not to give guys, then yeah, Lucas probably isn't going to wear a dress. Then again, Lucas might wear a dress. I'm not entirely sure. It depends on how loaded he gets. Food. Okay, there's an ongoing joke between me and my dad that's been going on for 20 plus years where one of us buys the other one a beef stick for Christmas. Don't ask how it started. You really don't want to know. But I think it started because there was an oblong gift under the Christmas tree one year. And I picked it up and looked at it and I said, oh, I wonder if this is a beef stick. And then it became a joke. And so he would buy me a beef stick. Last year, I bought him a beef stick. Swiss colony. I'm telling you, man. Some people poo-poo Swiss colony. Hey, I don't even know what a petite four is. It's petit four, first of all. And I'm not even hoity-toity. And I know it's a petit four. And yeah, they're a little expensive, but they're better than Turkish delights. Yes, they are. Deal with it. Although I've never had a Turkish delight, so I can't be positive. Okay, so food. It depends on the foodstuffs. All right, obviously, I'm not going to get Ben a pound of bacon, but I might see something in a gift package that he might really appreciate, and it's the thought that counts. Like, wow, I think Ben would get a kick out of this. It's a six-pack of soda that's really bad flavors. He'd find that funny, and he'd be happy to be remembered. If your friends are ingrates to the point where they're going to look at something and go, You clearly don't know me. They're either jerks or Jim Gaffigan. So keep that in mind. Footwear. All right, stop. I always need new shoes. If somebody gets me new shoes, and I'm not talking about the $10 Walmart sneakers that disintegrate in under 3 weeks, but want to get me a decent pair of shoes or boots, if they know my size, and I mean really know my size because I got a weird foot size, buy me a freaking pair of shoes. Hell, everybody buy me shoes, all right? I'm not a female. I don't need a closet full of shoes. Women love footwear. That's fine. But I would like at least to have 3 go-to pairs of shoes, depending on what I'm doing. Boots are for, you know, crappy weather and work. Sneakers for walking. And then a spare just because I don't know what the hell else to throw on. No problem with the shoe gift. So that shouldn't even be on the list. I don't, you know, obviously, if you don't know somebody's shoe size, you shouldn't just, you know, throw a dart at a board and say, well, I don't know, he's 7 years old. He probably needs a 15-inch or a size 15 shoe. Yeah, no. Scarves, hats, gloves. This is a gift. This is a necessity thing. I think it's the only thing that really truly belongs on this list because mom tends to buy the kids all of these items the minute there is any inkling of a snowflake outside. And if you don't already have them, then you don't want them. If you have them, you don't need them for Christmas. So yeah, I would agree with this. And don't knit the crap and say, well, I knitted it. I appreciate people that knit things, okay? Somebody gave me an amazing blanket. Terry Burnell gave me an amazing blanket years ago. We still have it. It's great. But it's not a scarf, a hat, or a glove. And the hats always look dumb. I put a little poof on it. I don't want a poof on the top of my hat. I'm not trying to look like, Dorko the Wonder Nerd. I am Dorko the Wonder Nerd, but I don't need to emulate him. Take the poof off. And I don't like knit gloves. Oh my gosh, no. I want leather gloves, okay? Knit gloves look and feel non-functional. So those are the top 10 worst Christmas gifts. I will bring another one of these lists because I just can't. Most of these items really contingent upon the person you're buying for and whether or not they freaking requested it to begin with.
Press 1. Number 1.
Vince Wilde Show.
Folks, Merry Christmas.
Where do you think you're going to put a tree that big?
Bend over and I'll show you.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
Here comes Santa Claus.